All right, before we get to dumbass news, we have First Selectman Jerry Smith from Beacon Falls on the show, 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. I thought it was a text. I thought you were just punking me or something. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't blame you. We're all talking about this game of the undefeateds, the war in the woods on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think Seymour is going to have their hands full. I think that our Woodland Hawks are going to stomp all over them.
Oh, okay. Would you like to put? Would you like to make a wager?
Well, no, I don't want to make any wagers. I just think it's.
So you're all talk.
It's not money.
I'll accept her. I heard there was a challenge thrown out there.
There's a challenge.
That the loser has to sing or something or other.
Yes.
I don't know. My phone blew up with all this nonsense. So I'm always up for a fight. I won't have to sing. I'll go there to listen to Anne Marie sing now.
Okay. Right, very cool. Good. All right. So we're going to pick a song. And, you know, the representative of the losing town has to come to the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Group Toy Drive and sing a song.
Yep.
Okay, what song is it going to be? I mean, you can't pick me something that I can't sing, like the Star Spangled Banner. You know?
No, it'll be a Christmas song.
Well, I'm not singing anyway, so you can actually pick any song you
want.
That's
the spirit.
Tell them. Fine, we will.
That's right, in your face. I'm not singing. You pick any song you want. I like it.
Awesome.
All right, we're going to let the tribe pick a song, and we're going to keep tabs on you.
Yes.
You know, the first select woman of Seymour feels pretty confident that will be the one singing at the toy drive.
Yeah, no, I won't be singing. I'll be listening.
Oh, here we go.
All right, very good. How long have you been first selectman of Beacon Falls?
This is my fifth term, my fourth consecutive. I just won my my most recent one unopposed.
Oh, nice. Well, you know you're doing a good job when everyone's like, nah.
I ain't going against that.
I'm not going against that.
No way, Jose.
Oh, that's why it's going to be at the football game. You know, it's going to be just a cakewalk.
Right.
Oh, we have so many great sound bites.
This is what I want.
Very good.
Smack talk.
This is what we want. Smack talk. Yes.
Exactly.
What do you think the score will be?
I'm ready.
You think it'll be close?
I think it'll be close. I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think it's going to be a good game.
Okay.
Got two good teams. Two good teams, but Woodland is better.
Okay. You backtracked a little bit there, but okay. All right. Good. Yeah. All right. You sound fun. I think you'll do a better job singing, so I'm rooting for Seymour now. All right.
I'm good to go. When is the Crabtree Drive?
December 12th. It's a Friday.
You better text me, otherwise you better text me so I get on my calendar.
Yeah, we'll get it right to you.
Yes.
And you buying me breakfast?
I'm buying you breakfast.
Look at that, see?
All right. Win or lose, I want breakfast.
I'll buy you a beer at the tap house.
I'll be fed.
Okay, come on down. I'll meet you there too afterwards.
Okay, I was just there Saturday. All right. Thank you for selectman Jerry Smith. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, I want him. Want him to lose now. I want him to lose now.
Because it went from he's not going to show up, he's not going to sing, and he's like a really nice guy. Like
he's right in.
Oh, he's so in. Yeah, we need to see him sing.
He's like, well, what song? Because I don't want to. Wait, I won't be singing.
You
pick any song you want.
Pick whatever.
Yeah, that was a good turnaround there. He had some confidence in his team.
All right, we'll have to make a post. Like, what's the
what song
should they sing? And it should be something that you know, people with no talent can sing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like rocking around the Christmas tree, like that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's like an easy.
Ah, that's an easy one. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Ruth, can you make a post there, please? Thank you.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
All right, here's some rivalry here. Me against these kids. Football game.
Local comedian wears the dumbest sweater to a radio show.
I thought you were going to say first selectman agrees to sing a Christmas song at the toy drive, but all right, we'll take the sweater.
Okay, Phil just radioed into me that you're getting slammed.
It wasn't. Oh, really? It hasn't been up very long. It's like less than 20 minutes, and all of the comments are fantastic. I love the tribe so much.
Okay, Vince wore this. I don't even know what it is. It looks like it was a painter's rag.
Yeah.
It's the 1990s.
Yeah, it's something from the... It's a sweater that was made in the 1990s.
Right, it's like if a kid poured like a spin art... But didn't spin it.
Sand art came up. There, that was art. Emma and Wallingford. Good thought one, you looked like a sand art design.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect.
Pretty good.
Like a souvenir from Myrtle Beach.
Yes. Where is this on Facebook?
I'm looking on Facebook.
Okay. This is what I want to read then.
AJ killed me. Said he looks like a French rapper to me.
That's so specific, but it's so good.
It's we MC squared.
They're all pretty specific. Wow. Guy says you look like the giant hat from the old Arby's hat.
Looking like a backup dancer in a Macklemore video.
Oh, man.
Did he lose a bet?
You never want to hear that.
That one hurts. All the other ones were fun. That one hurts.
Yeah, Emma Sandart.
Somebody said I look like
Partridge perfect. Family Bus.
There it is. That's the winner.
Wow. Perfect. I'm seeing like Aztec painting.
Okay. Yeah, cave art. Somebody said the carpet of the Overlook Hotel from The Shining.
Nice. Different color scheme.
But the same kind of vibe.
Yeah, all right.
Patrick. Or like a rug they sell in Arizona. On the roadside.
Right. Yeah, it's like a Sedona Pier 1.
I like exactly. Rob didn't even try to make a joke. He just wrote, I'm mad.
Stay mad. Shirts on until 10.
This was nice. Oh, Vince, you are something.
Cat in the Hat.
Come on now and be
a lot of Partridge Family Bus comments.
That's a good one.
Yep, that is a good one.
I like one person said Parcheesi. The board.
And they included a picture, it seems like.
Those are the colors.
It's a pretty good suggestion.
Visual aids do help.
Someone posted, Robert Henry posted a picture of the Domino's box.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay. Yes.
Yep.
That's a good one. Emily said she posted one. I haven't found it yet.
Like this one. Patch from SpongeBob.
Patrick from, same colors. More like his retro shorts, you know? He has those shorts.
One person says, reminds me of a Flintstones push-up popsicle for some reason. Another person wrote 1986.
Yeah. That was what came to mind, like an art teacher in an elementary school from 1986.
Mm. Somebody named Joe put up a picture of the Jazzy Solo Cup from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a pattern I'm familiar with.
A throw pillow.
A retro toilet seat. Oh, that's a rough one.
A Tex-Mex restaurant.
Yeah, I could be hanging on the wall while somebody enjoys a plate of nachos. Yeah.
Exactly.
The dumb hat that Pharrell Williams wears.
All right, before we get to this wild story of what a bald eagle dropped on the windshield of a car, let's take Dara from Wallingford. Hey, Dara.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I wanted to clarify about the lady that called from Wallingford.
Yes.
The Carini Bowl was named after the mayor at the time.
Gotcha.
But that must have been a long time ago. Your last mayor was 40 years. Yeah.
It was just before him.
Okay.
And Lyman Hall is going to win. They're going to break the tie. They both have the same records, and they both won the same amount of games for the Carini Bowl.
Wow. It's like a bookie.
Okay.
I just went and...
Why was it named after this mayor? What did he do that was so significant?
Because he was a really good mayor. He was a mayor at the time that the Korean Bowl started. He was just well-liked in the town.
Okay.
He had a bunch of signs already printed so that could change the signs. Yeah, I got you.
There you go.
I heard he died in office.
He did.
Okay, well, that'll do it.
Yep.
Dedicated. Yep, dedicated. Yep.
What do you mean dedicated?
He died in office.
Yeah, well, he didn't. It wasn't like, hey, if you go home, you'll live.
Right. They found him in the office.
He just happened to be at the office, right?
That's it. We're going to name a game after him.
But Lyman Hall is going to win.
I'm more interested. How did he? We'll get to that in a second. How did he die in office? Was it a heart attack?
Natural gas?
I'm really not sure. I don't remember.
There's no autopsy?
It might have been, because I know it was a shock to everybody.
Yeah, it has to be that. Because if it was but at the hands of someone else, I think we'd all know.
Right.
And so it sounds like a heart attack. Do you remember how old he was?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Back to the game. The Carini Bowl. It's Sheehan and Lyman Hall, correct?
Yes. And they're both Wallingford High Schools.
Okay. And who did you say?
Lyman Hall.
Lyman Hall's going to win.
Lyman Hall is saying yes.
Okay.
My grandson plays on Lyman Hall.
Oh,
so I know they're going to win.
All right. What position does he play?
JV. He is safety corner and right wide receiver.
Okay. All right.
He actually caught an interception at Saturday's game against Sheehan.
Wow.
And it ended the game.
Oh, wow.
I can end the game, too.
Yep.
Easily.
All right. Very good.
Yes.
Thank you for the info, and good luck to your grandson.
All right. Can I just give him a shout out?
I feel like this whole thing
Dustin
was a shout
Corey.
Out. What is it?
No, Dustin Linden, you're going to kick butt on Thursday.
Wait, did you just call him by a different last name?
His alias.
No, I call him Dustin Corey all the time, but his last name is Linden.
Why do you call him Dustin Corey?
Because his father's name is Dustin, and instead of saying Dustin, I just call him Dustin Corey.
Why wouldn't you call him Dusty?
Man. Oh, cool.
Oh, no, we don't like that name.
We don't like Dusty.
Gotcha.
All right, so it's Dustin.
No, we like Dustin. But we don't like Dusty, no.
Okay.
But they're going to kick butt and win.
All right, we'll be playing this back Monday.
Regardless.
Well, it's going to be the truth.
All right. All right, thank you, Dara.
All right, thanks.
All right, great call.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you fix the game or something?
Yeah, she wanted you to take action on that. I think she was trying to lay points or something. Like that was
right.
It sounds like it. Did we look at how Mayor Carini died in office?
I was trying to find it. I did not see a cause.
Yeah, I'm looking too. I can't see anything.
No, but he did. He was 45 when he passed away.
Oh, so that's not good.
No,
that's too young.
He had previously been voted like man of the year in town. Like he was a servant to the town for a long time, even before being mayor.
Korean War veteran. Yeah, nice. I mean, all from all accounts, seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. He died in 74. Yeah.
Yeah, you get a football stadium or a game named after.
Yeah, that's a nice way to keep his name alive in town. Yeah, very cool. Very cool. All right. So you heard it. Prediction is Lyman Hall.
Right. Not by a landslide, but he's going to win.
And I'm rooting for Seymour. for Seymour.
We want a performance.
Come on, Seymour.
We want a performance.
Come on, Seymour.
Come on.
I want to see Jerry Smith on stage singing at the toy drive.
Yes, you got to buy him breakfast first, though.
All right, let's play this clip. It's a clip from a 911 call. It's the amazing story of what a bald eagle dropped on a car.
Lane County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
I'm not really sure the address. I'm on the side of the highway.
All right, and what's going on?
Okay, you may not believe me, but I just had a bald eagle drop a cat through my windshield, and it absolutely shattered my windshield.
Okay.
It's a different day today.
Okay.
I put my coffee down for a second on this one.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to see his windshield.
Yeah, listen to that, the tone in okay.
Okay. I do believe you, honestly.
It took too long to get to that point.
Nice.
Wow.
Honestly.
Okay, I had a witness. He's like, that is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, really?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see.
That poor cat.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, how heavy was this cat? There was a huge hole in the windshield.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like the size of like a cinder block. I'm like, this must have been a big, heavy cat.
And it must have dropped from a...
pretty high up. Yeah.
High, like 10,000 feet.
Yeah. How did they see the eagle if it's up that high?
It probably was question. Chasing it.
Right.
Right.
My guess is the eagle picked up the cat. The cat fought off the eagle midair, and then the eagle's like, oh, I got to go get it again. And just right. There was no, yeah. I have no other reason. Like, yeah. Who's looking at that?
Yeah. The cat didn't make it.
No.
Probably better for the cat.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a live meal.
Right. Exactly.
That's a horrible way to go.
Right. Now, although that windshield wasn't too cool either.
windshield was bad.
Two bad options.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Has anyone had any bird encounters? I mean, we're not going to get one like that, but, you know, I saw an owl in a rotary.
An owl.
An owl. An owl. That 911 call will not go away.
We love it.
We were driving home and it was weird. It was just an owl in the middle of the roundabout, just standing there. And then people started pulling over and like, what's going on here with this owl? And I called 911. I felt like I had to pronounce every word properly except for owl. I said, owl. There's an owl in the rotary.
Right. And how'd the owl happen? Did you trip?
Stub your toe.
Right.
Well, wasn't the 911 guy like kind of a hillbilly?
He was like, okay, what's going on there?
That's right. Yeah. He became Swedish.
Yeah. Seymour Emergency. What's the location of your emergency?
PCS Southern.
Emergency.
What's your location of your emergency?
Location of your emergency.
It is at the Rotary in Seymour on Route 188.
Yes. Okay. What's going on there?
What's going
it's
on there?
It's a festival of bad speaking.
Beer and birdie, beastie, bergen, bergen.
There's an owl in the middle of the road.
Owl.
he said owl when I drove past. It confused me.
Owl.
He said, who is directing traffic?
There's an owl in the middle of the road. It's alive, but it looks injured. It's not moving, and it's creating a traffic situation. But the animal definitely needs some assistance.
Well, send somebody on there. Thank you.
He just wanted to get right off the phone with me. Normally, they say stay on the line. He's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Kid. An owl. Go. Got it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Right.
We'll get your owl.
Yeah, at least there's I know emergency is owl. Not four words, okay?
Yes. More. Okay, what's going on there?
Going on there.
Going on there.
Going on there.
Emergency.
Talking about bird encounters, 203-882-9757. Talking about that story where a bald eagle dropped a cat on a windshield of a car. Chris on the road.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey.
When you were talking about that owl in the road, it reminded me of when I saw an owl sitting in the road, and I thought something was wrong with him. I got a little closer to look at him, and he was sitting on a dead, flat, frozen rat in the road, and I guess he was thawing out his next meal.
Oh,
wow.
So he was just sitting there, and he was there for quite a while.
Yeah, never interrupt them when they're eating.
Yeah, well, that's you know, when you're hungry and it's like defrosting stuff. Do you know how long it takes to defrost something?
Well, it was stuck to the road. It was wintertime. So I think he was just trying to get it off, you know, enough so he could get it off the road, you know?
Yeah, trying to pull it off.
Or defrosting it by sitting on it. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right.
It's an acquired taste.
Do you think squirrels ever die of old age or they just die in the road? or get eaten by like a fox.
It's either the road or the power lines.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You never seen an old squirrel with a beard.
Right. You don't see a squirrel moving slowly. Like, oh, that's an old squirrel.
He's got hip arthritis.
Yeah. Dentures, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right. Right. We'll squeak for nuts. Yep.
That's a good point. I don't even know what an old squirrel would look like.
I never saw an old squirrel in my life. You know,
pizza or,
one that kind of walks up the tree and walks from branch to branch, not like jumps like an acrobat.
Right. I forget where he put his nuts. Yep.
Chris and Guilford. How many? Hold on a second. How many nut jokes have you done in the last minute?
By three. Yep.
I heard two. Okay, good. Chris and Guilford.
Yeah, we have a lot of hawks around our property. And one day the cat was sitting on the windowsill. Yeah, in the front window. It was a bright, sunny summer or springtime day. And I was in the next room, and I heard this huge bang. And I go into the hallway where the cat was just sitting, and we have tilt-in double pane or double-hung windows. The bottom pane was knocked in on the hinges, so the tooth latches were broken. Talon marks were ripped into the screen, and there were feathers just scattered around the outside of the window. So
and a bird face
seen the cat and was gunning for it, and the cat was fine. I don't know where it went after that, but it was the biggest commotion.
Wow, that's a rumble.
Yep,
that's a rumble. Yeah. That's a close call rumble. What the cat should have done was just grab that trombone that it plays on the porch and just blast it right in the face. Those are my favorite videos now.
I love those, yeah.
Now they got them like shooting guns. Did you see the one where the woodpecker is going nuts on a tree and then a little squirrel pokes its head out and pulls a pistol and shoots the...
No.
No?
No, not yet.
How do you not... Like, TikTok knows I love these videos and they just keep That's showing funny. Them.
I saw a cat using a soft serve ice cream machine to pour soft serve into its own mouth. That's the video. Like, that's the AI one that I caught earlier.
Yeah. Or the cat serving McDonald's. That's cool, too.
My wife Jennifer's on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Vince, I love your sweater.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't listen to the shenanigans.
I'm sorry. Have you looked at Facebook? It's a landslide.
It's not one person. Nice. It's on his side.
Are we
the shenanigans?
I like it. I think it looks great. It gives, you know, kind of like Bill Cosby vibes.
Those are good vibes to be putting out.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah. Here, have some eggnog.
Real comforting for strangers.
I don't care if pudding pop tastes funny. Just eat it.
All right, hon, you like that sweater so much? What if I was wearing that out?
You want it?
I would actually like it if you did. It would be something different.
Yeah, so I could be mocked all night. That's why you'd
like
it. You would like it for the right reasons.
I can give you the shirt and the scarf so you're matching if you want.
Nice.
Please, the scarf. Put the scarf on right now.
Oliver Twist.
William wants to know, Vince, if you smoked the whole plant.
You're supposed to stay away from the stems and the seeds from what I hear, but you know.
Gotcha. I never did.
All right. Do you have a story?
I do. So when I was probably about 7 years old, and my brother and I were in the back seat of my grandparents' station wagon, and we came to. I remember it being a very hot day, and we were at a stoplight, and I had my hand like kind of hanging out the window at the stoplight, and I felt something on my hand, and I went and I turned to my brother and I screamed at my brother. I'm like, stop spitting on my hand. He's like, I didn't spit on your hand. And how could he do that from across the car? Whatever. I pull my hand in and there was bird poo on my hand.
Oh, that's a tough shot.
That is a tough shot.
Yeah, it's accurate. That's a hell of a bird.
That bird was bragging about that for the rest of his life.
And I got him in the hand, man. They start yelling at her brother. It's funny.
Well, the worst part, I don't know what's worse, that I got pooed on by a bird, or my grandmother, who always had a box of tissues in the front seat, she spit into a tissue to clean my hand. I'm like, okay, my hand's not really clean.
Oh. Dirty twice.
Then we had finger food. Who wants fries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Dead on that decorating the tree.
I will, hon. Oh, my
chomp,
God. You're so awesome. Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Love you. Bill in Westbrook.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
I was flying down in Daytona at Embry-Riddle, and we flew 172s. And the guy who took off before me had to fly back around because he took a pelican through the windshield.
Oh, wait, is this Air Force?
Pelican. No, Embry-Riddle, Aeronautical University.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they've basic aviation up until twin engine, and then a lot of the guys go off to ROTC or go into the Air Force.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Wow.
I wasn't one of them. I made it for a little bit, but I didn't make it that far. You got to be really smart to get that far. But he came back around, and I waited at the end of the taxi ramp to see him come in, and there was blood all over the front of this thing, and those guys got out, and there was just blood all over them.
And a fish.
So they stopped them. It was an emergency to them because, obviously, the windshield was gone with the aircraft, so they stopped the flights from going out. So I was sitting on the taxiway waiting, and I saw him come in. I'm like, unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Tore the airplane to shreds coming in because it was so bloody. I thought the whole airplane was, massacred. I'm waiting for the freaking instructor to get out. Maybe this guy got knocked off or something, but it was pretty bad.
Wow.
Pelican.
Pelican.
Never can. All right, guys. I'll talk to you.
All right. Thank you. Oh, man.
Pulled out a fish.
And then you got to bring that plane back in.
Right.
Just that impact, you have to think this is it.
Yep. Pelican everywhere.
Yeah, they probably thought it was like a missile or something.
Right.
They got shot down over the Sea of Japan.
Gina, Beacon Falls.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, in the minivan, my husband's driving down the road about 50 miles an hour with our kids in the back. Driver's window's about halfway down. All of a sudden, a turkey comes flying into the car. And he pulls over real quick. It's stuck down in between his leg and the door jamb. It's still half alive, and he snaps the neck and brings it home, and we have all girls, so we got the kid next door, his son, and they skinned it and ate it.
Said, honey, reach down and pull my turkey.
Well, that is.
And my daughters were screaming and freaking out. That's so gross. Oh, my God. We're not bringing that home. And
oh, my God. He snapped its neck.
Wow.
That's quite a memory.
Yeah.
Quite a memory, yeah. Save the feathers.
You saved the feathers?
We saved the feathers.
That's real farmer mentality type stuff. Do you guys live on a farm?
Yeah. No, but, we're kind of hicks, I guess.
They have tickle parties.
Okay.
The feathers are posted up in the garage.
Nice.
Really?
You need a trophy from your kill.
Right.
Wow. I know. I couldn't believe it.
The wishbone's already broken, though.
If you make those into a sweater, Vince will wear it.
Yeah. Please do.
Or a headband.
All right, let's talk to Martin Nolan. We talked to him last week, and they were doing a big rock and roll auction. One of the items was the safe that contained the Tommy Lee Pam Anderson sex video. Tommy called it the not so safe safe, and I believe he signed it. And I don't know what we were expecting to pull in from that, but. Let's bring on Martin Nolan. Hey, Martin.
Good morning. A lot going on back there in the Constitution State.
That's right, sir.
Yes.
So, great auction. Yes, indeed. And the safe sold for about $2,600.
Okay. So under what was estimated?
Sort of within range. But remember, the tapes are no longer in there. So, yeah, Tommy signed it, but the goodies were gone, let's say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Does anyone know where that original tape is?
No, but I'm sure it's digitized and out there for the whole world to find it somewhere.
100%.
In the dark web or whatever.
It's a family channel. Yeah,
I know what you're saying, though. That first tape still has to have some value to it, right?
Yeah.
And DNA.
Absolutely. Yeah. A VHS, would it be?
Right. VHS.
It's fun to play backwards.
Okay.
Okay.
Go from the happy I'm ending to a
sad beginning.
Let's just keep moving. The big deal was the Keith Richards played photo matched and signed 1960 Gibson Les Paul Standard Sunburst.
Yeah, that was a good one. Sold for over $190,000.
Man. Can you tell us who bought it, or is that anonymous?
It's anonymous, but it's a collector. I mean, you know, we had, it was a two-day, in fact, it was a three-day auction because we had Kraftwerk auction, electronic music on Wednesday, and then 2 days of played Worn and Torn. So it was an incredible auction. We did almost $6 million for the 3 days. So that'll give you an idea of how, it was just incredible, incredible prices. And, you know, nice thing is there was quite a few charities involved, including Musicares and Gibson Gives and St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital. Springsteen also was raising money for his charity. So it was a good feel-good factor here in Nashville, Tennessee.
What Springsteen items were up for grabs?
Well, he donated some items, and other people had donated some items. More of the contemporary artists also were donating, like people like Chappell Roan and Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo. So that was a nice round out for the day on Friday.
You had to have been to visited some of these homes of the collectors, right?
I was in one of the homes of the collectors here in Nashville on Saturday. I have never seen such a treasure trove of Beatles. Not just exclusively Beatles, Elvis Presley as well, but it was just like in the basement of their home, they essentially recreated the cavern from Liverpool where the Beatles started out in the early 1960s. It was like wild to be in Nashville, a little bit in the, actually more rural than just Nashville City, out in Franklin. And it was just incredible and incredibly impressive. And we took a video to send it to our friend Ringo Starr so that he would see that the Beatles are still much loved and alive.
Well, is that collector a musician?
No, that collector is an attorney who just has an absolute passion for collecting, and his entire life has been dedicated to collecting. He just loves it. But the nice thing about that collector is it's in his home, it's in his basement. He goes down there every day and he just has fun. He has jukeboxes. He has everything you could mention. Everything signed, beautifully framed, beautifully well maintained. It was so impressive. And like, I thought, wow, this is what we do, because there's so many people just love the connection to whoever you love.
If there were two or three things that he said, Martin, pick these things and then put them up for auction, what were the items that you would pick from that collector?
Well, he had an original jukebox back from the 60s that came over from the UK that was more like, I would say, more merch than let's say, a pure Beatles-used item. But it would be all the Beatles songs are on there, and he had it playing, and we could have chose whatever Beatles song we wanted to listen to. So with the backdrop of that was painted this cover of Sgt. Pepper album. I mean, he went all out, but there was incredible things like microphones. They would be amazing to have, you know, original microphones from back in the cavern in the 60s. Really incredible.
He actually had microphones from the Cavern Club.
Yeah. Smell their breath.
Oh, nice. Wow.
The DNA on that.
Yep. Wow.
But he is just, he continues to collect and is not at all ready to let go of anything, but he's so proud of it and he shows it off. He's not one of these people that, I have this in the vault and I couldn't show you. He wants to show you.
Martin Nolan is on.
Special treat.
Executive Director, Chief Financial Officer with Julian's Auctions. They had a big one over the weekend.
Yeah.
But before we go and talk about a few things, what is like, you know, the Babe Ruth autograph is like the Holy Grail. Is there a holy grail for collectors in music? And would it be something from Elvis, the Beatles?
It would be, a Paul McCartney bass guitar, Hofner bass guitar, or Jimi Hendrix guitar.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I see Hendrix, yeah.
Hendrix, that would be the one. If I got my hands on that and sold it, then I could retire.
What do you think something like that would go for?
$10 million plus.
And do we know where those guitars, like Jimi Hendrix played guitar?
I know exactly where it is.
Oh. Your closet?
Yeah. No, it's actually in a museum.
Oh.
Oh.
And it belongs to the Hendrix estate?
It does not. It's actually on display at the Mopop Museum in Seattle.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Wow. It used to be called the Hendrix Experience, and then they had to rename it Mopop. But yeah, Mopop. That's one of their main attractions. That's the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
We still hold the world record for a guitar. We sold Kurt Cobain's guitar, his Martin D18 from MTV Unplugged, and we sold that for $6,010,000. To a collector in Australia.
Damn.
Can you imagine spending $6 million on one item that you're never going to play? Yeah. You're never going to use. Well, you're just going to kind of display it. So what kind of money do you have? What else is in your collection? How many houses have?
What do you do
for
a living?
How many generations will live on your wealth?
Yeah, I can't buy an appetizer.
You, it was the owner of Rode Microphones. It was June 2020. It was COVID. So he took his $6 million marketing budget and he bought a guitar. And he got more press because there was no touring, no music, no performances. Nobody wanted a Rode microphone or needed one at that time. Mm-hmm. So he took his budget and bought a guitar, something tangible.
Brilliant.
I went to visit him in Sydney, Australia last September, last year. Saw it there, just hanging out in the corner of his office with a real cool motorcycle, et cetera, et cetera. Now he loaned it to the Royal Academy of Music in London, where I actually went to see it back in the summer. And it's on display there. All those music students, they absolutely love it and are motivated by it. And I think it's a great idea and something nice to do.
I met a tribe member at our food drive on Friday, whose father recently passed and was a big fan of music. Had a lot of albums autographed. I know this isn't like Julian auction kind of stuff, but, you know, collector kind of stuff. He wanted to get them authenticated. How do you go about doing something like that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Well, they can email info@julianauctions. We can give them ideas.
Now, oh, great.
Obviously, signed. Yeah, absolutely. We'd be happy to guide him. But, you know, don't dismiss albums because vinyls are coming back. And if you have vinyls in really good condition. We sold Ringo Starr's, the White Album, number one, press cutting, UK press cutting, for $790,000 10 years ago.
What?
Damn.
Yes. So,
wow.
Send your friend along to Julian's.
Wow. All right. I have his email. He sent it to Ruth and I, and we'll send him off to you.
Yes, we'll take care. We'll certainly put him in the right direction and advise him accordingly.
All right. Any other standouts? We talked about Ace Frehley, who recently passed.
Yeah, 64,000. That was really great. We had the Slash Ukraine guitar. That sold for almost 40,000. You know, it was just a strong sale from start to finish, everything. Tommy Lee was a little bit weak. Kirk Hammett items did fantastic. Like, we raised over $1 million for the Kirk Hammett collection.
Wow.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was
that
incredible.
Guitar that he played at the Ozzy Farewell show, what did that end up going for? It was estimated to go between $4,000 and $6,000.
I don't remember.
I have it in front of me if you want it.
You have
$76,800.
There you go. And one of his guitars sold for over $100,000.
Whoa.
Damn, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he's, and Kirk is still with us and still loved and still playing.
Right.
So, you know, that's a really testament to sometimes when you think someone is gone, you know, that their value goes up, of course, but he's still with us. So it was amazing. But again, you know, we have an incredible auction tomorrow. I fly back to LA tonight, and we have our Jim Henson auction tomorrow. We have over 400 Muppets on the auction block. Oh, and that is an auction that's going to go absolutely crazy. And then Life's Been Good, Joe Walsh, his auction December 16 and 17 at the Troubadour in West Hollywood. We have over 800 items, over 300 guitars. And you know what I'm going to do for your toy
300
drive?
Guitars? Oh, wait, yeah. I interrupted you. Yes, for the toy drive.
There's an incredible catalog that we did for him that he has signed that we're selling for $600. So I'm going to send one of those signed Joe Walsh catalogs to you guys for your toy drive.
Thank you very much.
Wow, thank that's you so great. Much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to be an amazing piece and a great. If you've never owned something from the actual auction, you have that whole catalog to tell you about all these guitars, and it's just incredible. And Joe Walsh is one of the nicest people you could ever get to meet or work with.
And what a survivor.
An absolute gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Martin Nolan, Executive Director, Chief Financial Officer, Julian's Auctions. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure.